possess of man's consciousness, but due to his being too much addicted to a whim, his whole consciousness was covered. In the modern age, the consciousness of people is too much covered by wine, women, and flesh. Consequently, people are completely unable to make any progress in self-realization. The first step of self-realization is to know oneself as a spirit soul apart from the body. In the second stage of self-realization, one comes to know that every soul, every living individual living entity is part and parcel of Supreme Personality, Supreme Soul, Paramatma, or the Supreme Personality, Godhead. This is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavad Gita 15.7. Mamai Manso Jiva Loki Jiva Bhuta Sanatana Mana Sastani Indriyani Prakriti Stani Karshati. The living entities in this conditioned world are my eternal fragmented parts. Due to a conditioned life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses, which includes the mind. All living entities are parts of the Supreme Lord. Unfortunately, in this present civilization, both men and women are allowed to be attracted by one another from the very beginning of life. And because of this, they are completely unable to understand, unable to come to the platform of self-realization. They do not know that without self-realization, they suffer the greatest loss of human life and human form of life. Thinking of women is always within one's heart is tantamount to lying down with a woman on the valuable bedstead. The heart is the bedstead and it is the most valuable bedstead. When a man thinks of a woman and money, he lies down and rests on the arms of his beloved woman or wife. In this way, overindulgence of sex life and thus becoming unfit for self-realization. Om Ajnanatirantasya Jnananjanasalakaya Chakshuranlitamena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishnam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dhatu Swamadantikam. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutapada Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavam Sri Rupam Sarvajatam Sahagranaratmatam Vitam Jivam Sarvaitam Sarvadutam Parijana Saitam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vidamsa E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Mandu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaskate Tatta Kanchana Gaurange Sri Radhe Vrindavane Shri Vishalana Shute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Panchakalpataluhyasya Kripa Sindhu Vejvaja Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Arvita Dhamma Shrasati Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sayana Mara Madhava Madhu Mahamana Mahadetalde Mahisi Bhiro Tandeva Bhiro Bhiro Mante Param Yatas Tamo Bhiro Nanijam Param Jiyad. In this way, increasingly overwhelmed by the illusion of the King Puranjana, although advanced in consciousness, he may always lying down with his head on the pillow of his wife's arm. In this way, he considered women to be authentic life and soul. Becoming thus overwhelmed by the modes of ignorance, he could not understand the meaning of self-realization in his self or the Supreme Personality of So this is continuation of the conversation between Narada Muni and King Parjanibali. Narada Muni is narrating the wonderful allegorical, the story of Puranjana to Parjanibali. So as story unfolded, the Puranjana had gone to the forest without his wife's permission. And he's returned. And when he returned, his wife was upset that he went to the forest without his permission. And he pacified her with sweet words, everything, and then now she's pacified. Now to the point of now she's happy. He's lying on her arms. And so this is where we at. So in Srila Prabhupada, in purport, brings up very wonderful points. One of the points Srila Prabhupada brings out is the human life is meant for self-realization. And if you, heard purport, Prabhupada mentioned time again and again the same word, self-realization, self-realization, self-realization. Quite a few times this mentions. So what is the very first basic understanding of self-realization and Prabhupada mentions in the book?
Well,
it's
different from the soul.
Yes. We are not this body. And we are spiritual soul. This is the very beginning, a basic understanding of self-realization. And what is the next step Srila Prabhupada mentions is the part of self-realization.
You're part of the ego soul.
Yes, to understand Paramatma, or understand who is the creator. What is this, all this creation is all about? Who is the creator? Who is the maintainer? Who is the looking after this? How is the whole creation running? That's the second step of the self-realization. Yeah. So, who can understand the self-realization? Who has the ability to understand? Human beings? Yes? All human beings have the ability. Does fish have the ability to understand the self-realization? No. Does trees and plants? No. Insects and reptiles? No. Birds? No. Animals? No. Who? Only? The human beings.
Demigods?
Sorry?
Demigods?
Yes, demigods can. Demigods are also part of the human category, I suppose. Do you understand? Yes, so only as a human being are able to understand the understanding of self-realization. As Srimad Bhagavatam very clearly gives us, it says, Labdha, Labdha, Shudra, Labhaidam, Babukham, Babhante. This human form is rare, Shudra, Labha, rarely obtained. Bahu, Sambhavante. Bahu means many, 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 after many births. Sambhava means you take birth. Manushya Arthadam, Anityam apiha dhira turnem turnam yatet napadet anumrit yava. So what is a ship do? Till how long? Turna, immediately. Turna means immediately. Yatet means endeavor. Napadet, until anumrit yava, until your last breath. Mrityu means death. Can you laugh, right? What you should be doing? Nisvesya. Nisvesya means to endeavor for a liberation. Or to get out of this material existence. That is what self-realization means. This is where the human form is such advantages for us to come to this state of self-realization. Animals cannot, other species cannot. Only human beings can. Similarly, Prahlad Maharaj also gives us another very Komaram Acharit Pragyo. From very beginning of her life, Komara means the age of up to age 5. That's the stage. Acharit Pragyo. Dharman Bhagavatanika. Durlavam Manusham Devam. Again, it's Durlavam. The human form of life is very rare. We get this human form of life. Very rare. Then, what you should be doing, even though it is adhruvam, which is temporary, but very arthadam, it is very valuable. Why?
To realize us, who we are.
Yeah, in this form, we have very short period of time. Within, how long we live? We live for 100 years? Yeah? 100 years, if you compare Brahma's life, 100 years is very insignificant. Brahma lives for 311 trillion years. And we live 100 years. Within 100 years, we have that value, artha. Prahlada calls it arthadam. Very valuable. Because in a short period of time, we can come to the self-realization. Prabhupada, Prahlada means arthadam. Artha means a valuable some treasury. He says, even though it's adhruvam, adhruva means a permanent, adhruva means temporary. What is temporary? But it's very valuable. Now, Prabhupada brings up another very nice a second point in the purport is the association of women or association of the opposite gender, for vice versa, man to a woman, woman to a man, is there can be a binding. The whole discussion now, this section now we're discussing about the danger or the what it can bind the living entity is the association of opposite gender, which is the whole topic Narada Muni is trying to bring to the attention or to the make the king Prachindari understand the association of the opposite gender is could be a detrimental, it could be a bondage, it could be a binding. Because of that, there's continuation of repeated birth and death. That's continuation. So Lord Titila, again in Srimad Bhagavatam, I just went through a different in this particular topics like the association of the opposite gender, where the different personalities have given their view. So I just did quick research on that. And then so Lord Titila says in third canto Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 31, text 40, it says, women is representative of Maya, however, created by Lord. Yosit Deva Nirmita. So they are Maya, however, they are created by the Lord. But by accepting services or association, it's like going towards the embracing death. And it's like going into a well that is covered by the grass. Yositam smeg maya yo yosit deva nirnitam tam iksitam mano atmano mrityu trinai kupam eva pritam. Trinai is grass, kupa is a well. And if you see document, if you want to catch an elephant or something, they just put it in the grass and there's a big well. And Kapil Lokapil is again compares that similar to the associate of the doctor gender. It's like the trap, that is, big well is created and then just covered on the top, on the surface, with the grass. It looks like the same surface as the rest of the ground. However, there is a big pitch well. That's what the Lord Kapila is saying. That's how dangerous it is. Now another reference of Prahlad Maharaj gives in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 9, Verse 45. What does it say? Yanmai janati grihe medhi sukham tuccham. Word he uses is tuccham. What's tuccha means? Sorry?
Pitiable.
Very pitiable. Insignificant. Whereas if we see our current whole world is glorified. How wonderful it is to just, you know, associate with opposite gender. Man is attracted to women, women is attracted to men. The songs of romance and everything is just, you can, volumes and volumes of this such material is there. Whole Bollywood industry, what's the trillion, billions and trillions of dollars is just booming on that same subject matter. What is it? It's a matter of, you know, there is so much glorification of love story, this, that, right? It's full of it. Every year, how many the Bollywood, they produce how many movies in that same topic? Anyone know? I don't know. So, don't know. So, many.
Hundreds.
Glorifying. What is Prahlad saying? Tuccham. Very, very insignificant. It says, Yanmaitunadi Gyamedi Isukhami Tuccham. And what is he comparing to? Comparing to the itch on the palm, on the hand. Just like that. Itch comes. Huh? Or he's also comparing to the rubbing of skin. Kandu yeneva karayo karam is hand. Eva. Dukkha dukkham. Dukkha. Trityanti na iha kripana bahu dukkha vajam kanduti teiva manjishkam misadheta dhira. It says, the sex life is compared to the rubbing of the two hands to relieve an itch. Grihamedis, so-called grihastas, do not, who have no spiritual knowledge, think that is itching is the greatest platform of happiness. Although actually it is a source of distress. The kripanas. What's kripana?
Miserly.
Miserly. And it's also opposite of the ground. Kripana. Or Prabhupada calls it fools. The fools who are just the opposite of the brahmana are not satisfied by repeated sensual enjoyment. Those who are dhira, or intelligent, however, who are sober and who tolerate this itch. So what does Prahlad Maharaj say? Tolerate. Prahlad Maharaj is saying it will come. What's the solution? Is to tolerate. And so those who are sober and who are tolerating this itching are not subjected to suffering of these fools and rascals. This is Prahlad Maharaj. This is Prahlad Maharaj offering this prayer as a this is this sloka as a prayer to Narasimha. You can have a bowl, how you know. If you want to offer a prayer, you normally offer a, you know, my pranams and this and that. Prahlad Maharaj is outright saying, you know, this is what is it? This is the prayer of Prahlad Maharaj. Another famous quote for Srimad Prahlad Maharaj again, those who are Grihaprata, whose senses are uncontrolled, Adanta Govi, where are they going? Vishatam. Vishatam is entering. Where? Tamisra. Tamisra is the Tamisra is one of the hellish planets in the hell. Out of 28, one of the hell is called Tamisra. So Prahlada is saying, they're going, entering to hell. And he also gives an example. It's like a chewing the chewed. I think most of us have been to India and we see there's a sugar cane. You put the sugar cane through the machine and then the machine just goes through it and then it takes out all the juice. And it goes again and puts it back again and takes out all the juice. There's nothing, hardly anything in there. You'll see a cow or something that's just walking by. It comes and eat. That's what's left over. Juice. Even that cow said, and see this exit, and then we'll see a pig coming by and try to get more sweets. That's how the Prahlada Maharaj is comparing, chewing the chew. Madhirna Krishna Paratosha Toba. Prahlada Maharaj is saying the inclination towards Krishna, not Krishna. See, most of the people are not attracted towards Krishna, even by the Parata, by the so many people have told them, Parata means the others. Swata, or by own endeavor. Mitopi pidev dehradana adhanta gobhe visatam tamistram. Puna, puna, chardita, chardita. It's like chewing and chewing. It's Prahlada Maharaj saying, it's not me, I'm sorry, I'm not a rain. I cannot speak here, I'm just giving you the reference what the great personalities have said on this topic, like, you know, the association with the opposite gender. So, this is Prahlada Maharaj. Another great reference is our Rishabhdev. Rishabhdev is the incarnation of Lord Krishna, he's instructing his sons. How many sons he had? 100 sons. And out of 100 sons, who's the eldest? Bharat Maharaj. And then out of 100, the one those 100 sons, Bharat Maharaj is the oldest, 9 have become Nadayogendras. You see at the 11th canto, the Nadayogendras are instructing Narada is narrating the whole story of the conversation between Maharaj Nini, who comes in the line of Janaka and extra line, Surya Dynasty. The instructors, the Navayogadras, are preaching to the Maharaj Nini. So, Rishabhdev, Rishabhdev in the fifth canto, chapter 5, text 8, says, the attraction between male and female is a basic principle of material existence. On the basis of this misconception, which ties together the hearts of the male and female, one becomes attracted to a body, home, property, children, relatives, and wealth. Ato griha chetra. Griha chetra. Griha means home. Chetra means the activities or the job or whatever you do. Suta, children, apta, relatives, vitta, the wealth, the living entity or jana becomes moha. Aham, then what is it thinks? Aham, mameti, everything belongs to me, all these things. What are the things?
griha, chetra, suta, apta, bitte. What is it things? Everything belongs to me. Aham, mameti. Me and mine. Quite serious statement, isn't it? Yeah, when you think about it. So let's turn from that topic to another point Srila Prabhupada makes. Another Prabhupada, very nice Prabhupada brings out is the Mahat Seva. What's Mahat?
Great.
God, Mahat is great, yes. In this particular context, Mahat means a great soul, a Mahatma or devotee. So Srila Prabhupada brings it in the purport, Mahat Seva Dvara Sevam Dvara Ahur Vimukte. What does that mean?
Service
to the great devotee can be mukta. Mukta means?
Liberation.
Just by the association. Now, the association of the opposite gender of this or that, what is it saying? It's binding. What is the solution? Mahat Seva. Yes, Mahat Seva. Ahur Bimukte. Serving by association of the devotees. So let's take some of the references that has given in the Srimad Bhagavatam putting a light on this associate, the importance of the association of serving the devotees. Lord Kipilari gives, who are the devotees? What do they do? What are their activities? How do we understand the devotees? Sadhus Mahat, but Prabhupada making point. Mahat. Who are they? What do they do? Lord Kipilari gives the definition in the third canto, chapter 25, verse number 23. Madasraya katha mrisha srinvanti kathayanti cha. Tapayanti vidhastapa naina mat gata chetasa. Mat asraya means about me. This is Lord Kapila Devi speaking. Lord Kapila Devi, Supreme Personality, God is speaking. So, mat asraya about me. Katha, the topics. Mrisa, what do they want to do? They delight, they enjoy. Srimati, they hear. Kathayanti, they speak. So what is the by doing this, what are the result of such devotees? Tapanti vividas tapa. Tapa means a misery, difficulty, something heavy. No. They do not become, they do not suffer the material miseries. Why? Because what are they doing?
Hearing,
chanting, and what else? They're talking about personality of God. What are they talking about? Personality of God. They're thinking of Krishna. Engaged constantly in chanting and hearing about me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the sadhus do not suffer from material miseries because they are always filled with the thoughts of my pastimes and activities. So what do the devotees do?
Chant.
When they get together, what do they do? Chant, hear, and think of the Lord. Now, there's another reference to how the devotee is rare. How rare is the association of the devotees? Sutta Goswami gives in the first canto, chapter 18, verse 13. He says, Tulyamana Lahena Pi. Word is Laha. You know what Laha is? Not Laha. As in Laha, L-O-D-E. We were spelling L-A-D-A, love. Yes, it's the time. Like just like we have a moment, we have a minute, or we have an hour. In Vedic terminology, it's called lava. Lava is the time it takes between closing your eyes. Okay, close your eyes, blink your eyes. How long did it take? So 1.5 time of blinking eye is called lava in time calculation in Vedic terminology. Huh? So, and what is the word? So, Sukhi Goswami is saying, Tulyamanapi Lahinapi. Even if that fraction of the second, if you get the association of the devotee, the value of the moment association, the moment means that lava, with the devotee of the Lord cannot even compare to the attainment of the heavenly planet or the liberation from matter. What to speak of worldly benediction in the form of material prosperity, which are those who are meant for death. So how great it is, the association, how rare, how glorified, even for a lava matra. Another reference, this is now Nava Yuvendra. I was just talking earlier, Nava Yuvendra is the nine sons of Maharaj Rishabhdev who became a sages. So 91 of them became kings and they remained as the Kshatriyas, and nine of them became a sages. They are called Nava Yuvendras. So Nava Yuvendra is now instructing Maharaj Nini. They're saying, Durlabho Manasho Deho Dehinam Chanabhangura. The human form of life, Durlabha Manasha. Human form of life is Durlabha. It's very rare. Dehinam, but it can. Chanabhangura. Chana. Again, now, there's a time. It's another time is called Chana. Chana is the time it takes to blink your eyes 3 times. What was the lava?
1 hour.
1 hour time. You can blink your eyes. If you go blink and then go halfway, that's lava. Chana is 3 times you blink, that's chana. Durlabho manasu dehu dehinam chana bhangura. This life can be in the chana, in the moment of that 3 times blinking, you can lose it. Even though it's rare, but it has also disadvantages of losing it that quick. Tatrapi, even greater durlabham, is, in my opinion, this is the Navigura saying, Vaikuntha Priya Darsana. Vaikuntha Priya. Who's Vaikuntha? Is Lord Vishnu. Priya. The Priya, dear to the Vaikuntha, dear to Lord Krishna or Vishnu, are the devotees. So the life itself is rare, which can be taken away just by the second. That even rarer is to get the association of the Vaishnavas. This is Bhagavatam giving us this. Vaikuntha Priya Darsana. Another great reference. This is the fourth canto. This is the conversation between Lord Shiva and Tucheta, as we just recently heard, and the Rudra Gita. Lord Krishna, Lord Shiva is giving instruction to Tuchetas. In the fourth canto, chapter 24, text number 57, it says, if one by chance associates with a devotee even for a fraction of a moment, he gives chana artha, that's the word he uses, Lord Shiva uses chana artha, artha means half. Chana is three times that it takes time to blink your eyes. He says, even at half, he said. He says, even if by any chance associated with the devotee, even for a fractional moment, what Prabhupada translated that as a fractional moment, he is no longer subject to attraction by the result of karma and jnana. What interest then can he have a benediction of the demigods who are subject to the law of birth and death? So he's comparing the benediction you receive from demigods, and everybody's praying for the demigods, worshipping, they're in so many and like so long. They receive that. But what is the benediction of the demigods is temporary. It'll give you joy, happiness, whatever, but it has an end. So Lord Shiva is saying, now this is even, that's not even. But he's saying, to associate with half of the channel, in half of the fraction of this second, that is even better, to get into receiving the benediction of the demigods. That is the importance of the association of the body of the great bodies. Lord Krishna also gives in Bhagavad Gita, Bahuna, Janmana, Ante, Jnanavana, Prapatyate, Vasudeva, Visarama, Vifisa, Mahatma, Sudurlava. Durlava, we heard the word, right? Su, when we apply the Su, it means it gives emphasis, very important, very important. Sudurlava. After many, many births and death, what comes to the human form of life? Bhavanam Jadranamati, Jnanamana Prabhupada, Vasudevam Sarvati. One who can, one who understands that Vasudeva is Sarvam, Iti, Samahatma, that's a rare, that Mahatma is a rare. Sudeva. Another reference. Lord Krishna again in chapter 7 and in text 3. Manushyana Sahasreshu Kasi Kati Siddhaye. Out of many, many thousands and thousands of men, some may endeavor for perfection. Out of those many thousands of perfectionists, one hardly knows me. Those who know that Lord Krishna is everything, that is Mahatma. That is there. Another reference, this is given to Prithu Maharaj, Kukumara, in chapter 4, chapter number 22, text number 8. Prithu Maharaj is having Kumaras. Any person upon whom a Brahmana or Vaishnava are pleased can achieve everything which is rare, very rare to obtain in this world as well as after the death. Not only that, but one also receives the favor of the auspices of the Lord Shiva and Lord Vishnu who accompany the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. Now, this is another very nice one. Lord Krishna is giving a, at the Kurukshetra, when they were gathering at the eclipse, the Lord Krishna, Vrijvasis, everybody got together. In that assembly, Lord Krishna also meets great sages, great personalities, great devotees, they come. And at that point, Lord Krishna glorifies his devotees. He says, this is the 10th canto, chapter 84, text number 11. Mere bodies of water are not the real sacred places of pilgrimage, nor mere image of the earth and the stone are the true worship of deities. These purify only one only after a long time, but saintly persons, saintly sages, purify one immediately upon being seen. So, Lord Krishna is saying that you can have a deity worship and everything, that you can do a good pilgrimage, take a bath, everything. However, it has a time. But Lord Krishna is saying that by saintly sages purify one immediately upon seeing. When you have a darshan of these great personalities, then it's purified. How great it is. It's not that Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is giving a very nice reference here in the 4th canto, chapter 24, 20, verse 29. He is saying that Swadharma Nishtha Sadjana Vipuman, if one follows the Varnashram Dharma for Swadharma Nishtha Sata Janma, Sata means 100. So if one somebody has followed full Varnashram system, system completely, purely, and perfectly for 100 birth, then he can obtain the position of Lord Brahma. Even higher is rare to get the darshan of Lord Shiva. Even higher, if you become Brahma, that's okay, but if you need to get association of Lord Shiva, it's higher, even higher. But Lord Shiva says, Abhyakritam bhagavato atho vaishnavam padam yathaham vibhuda kalatraye. He says, translation, a person who has executed his occupational duty properly for 100 births becomes qualified to occupy the post of Brahma. And if one becomes more qualified, he can approach Lord Shiva. A person who is directly surrendered to Lord Krishna or Vishnu is in unalloyed devotional service is immediately promoted to the spiritual planet. Lord Shiva and other demigods attend these planets after destruction of the material world. In other words, Lord Shiva is saying that these human body, as a devotee, human bodies, humans are better than us. Why? Why do you think Lord Shiva is saying that humans are better, or the devotees are better than us?
We can go to the spiritual world in one life.
Yes. He's also saying that they also go in one life. But he made one very interesting point.
We get association of the sadhus.
Yes, that's correct. Okay, I'll read it. Lord Shiva and other demigods attain this planet after the destruction of this material world. Sorry? Yes, correct.
Wouldn't time be relative?
It was in the time period.
Yeah, like 100 million years for Lord Shiva would be different from 100 million.
Yeah, that's different. So, in other words, he's just saying that how great it is to become a devotee, and the opportunity you have as a human being, as a devotee, to return back, come back to Godhead, is quick in relatively what the demigods have to spend hundreds of millions of time, years in their position and post. So long, the only thing in return is at the time of the Sushu. Even then, if they are qualified. So Lord Shiva is saying, you as a Vaishnava, as a devotee, are great. How great you are. Okay, I'll just skip through these. I'll just finish with a very beautiful, wonderful prayer of Narottam Das Thakur, glorifying the Vaishnavas, just in a very small bhajan from Prarthana. Evara Koruna Koro Vaishnava Gosai, oh Gosai, oh devotees, he's praying to the devotees. Evara Koruna Koro, please be merciful upon me. Patita Pavana Toma Vina Kyunai, there's no one more merciful, Patita Pavana, than yourself, oh Vaishnava. Jahara Nikata Gere Papa Dure Jai. Just by going close to you or having a momentary association, papa dure jai. Papa means simple activities. Dure jai goes one gone. Jahara nikate gele papa dure jai. Eman toyaru prabhu keva kotha pai. When will I get that association? When will I? Gangara parasa hoye paschate pavan. You can get purified by going into a Ganges and bathing. But you have to make an endeavor to go and make an endeavor to bathe. Then only you get purified. So, Gangara Parasa Hoye Paschate Pavan Darsane Pavitra Koro Eitu Marma. Just by having your momentary darshan, one can become a purified. Because the Ganga is in one place, flowing in one spot. Another greatness of the devotees, they come to you. Ganga does not. Yes? Only if you go to Ganga and have a bathing, you get purified. However, the devotees, they even come to you and then even give that darshan of that devotee. Darshane pavitra kore ki tumar gun. Hari sthane aparadhe tara harina. If you commit sin as the aparadh into a holy name, Hari sthane aparadhe tara harina. If you make offense to the deities or other things, harina will deliver you. But toma sthane aparadhe nahi paritran nahi. But if one offends the Vaishnava, Narottamdas Thakur says, there is no chance. If you make an offense towards worshipping the deities and all different things, yes, there is harina, they will deliver you. But if one makes offense towards the Vaishnava, Narottamdas said, no deliverance. Tomara Hrede Sada Govinda Vishram. On your heart, Lord Govinda is residing. Govinda Kahina Mora Vaishnava Paran. So you are my life and soul. Patita Pratijanmi Kori asked Charanira Thuli. My birth after birth, what I desire, Pratijanmi Kori asked, that's my desire, Charanira Thuli. I want the dust from the lotus feet of the Vaishnava. Narottama, Narottame Koro, Toya, Aponera Boli. My dear Vaishnavas, oh Vaishnava, please consider me yours and please give me your mercy. This is Narottamdas Thakur praying. This is Narottamdas Thakur, who is such an exalted Vaishnava, and he's praying to these Vaishnavas. Similarly, also the Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Kita Janma Ho, let me be born as a Kita, means an insignificant worm, but please give me a birth at the place of devotees, or the house of devotees, or close to devotees. In that. So that is what, how the great exalted Vaishnavas are. So what did the Prabhupada mention is Mahat Seva the Dwaram Abhur Vimokte. By serving these great Vaishnavas, our deliverance is sure. And what's the second line? If you are associated with the opposite gender, which is attracted to that thing, then Tamo Dwaram, then you go to Tamo Dwaram. That's Kapilade says, the well covered with the grass. So, thank you.
So, you said before about how you're quoting how the opposite sex can be an illusion and they're like a dark well, but what if you're both devotees?
Yeah, we hold went to the whole list of devotees, the qualities of the devotees, yeah. The devotees are generally the devotees, if they're associated, they're like husband and wife, for example, the answers, they're devotees. They're not the other side of the coin. Right? They're not the other side of the, they're not indulging, they're not always, you know, they're just not the primary goal. If the primary goal of the male and female or the husband and wife is for their enjoyment, then Pramodvaram, you know, darkness is wide open. But if you're a devotee and then you just heard the whole glorification of the devotees, then great. And so it's not, it's, yeah, the devotees are devotees and non devotees are non devotees. That's what this is. It's for sharing.
I heard in Amritadas's lecture that Shishupal, when he was born, like he was born with four hands, and when he was kept in the lap of Krishna, those two arms fell off. So when his mother pleaded to Krishna, he said that only when he offends a devotee, I'll kill him.
Only
if he offends a devotee, then only I'll kill him.
I think the slightly you got the stories, otherwise I mean just Krishna is asking a question that I wanted to mention in the Quran class, that the Shishupal, he was born with the two extra arms, correct? And the third eye and the head. That there was a prediction made that whatever lap it he sits or whatever it carries him, when these two arms and one third eye disappear, then that would be the person who's going to kill this Shishupal, right? Yeah. And your question, you said that.
My question is that, so what happened is Shishupal, he from 1 to 100, he in the Rajasiya sacrifice, he offended Krishna.
Yeah.
And then from 101, he started offending Sahadeva. He made this proposal and then Krishna said his disc. So then if he offended a devotee who saw Deva, how did he get liberation?
Okay. So the question is that, okay, so when it was known that when mother came to find out that the Shishupal would be now killed by Krishna, because as soon as the Shishupal was on the lap of Krishna, the third two arms and the eye fell off, then she knew that he would be killed by Lord Krishna. And at that time, his mother, Shishupal's mother, asked Lord Krishna, please forgive his 100 offenses before you kill him. So if he makes 100 offenses, you forgive him, please do not kill him. Then, as it happened, as the story unfolded, that the Shishupal made a lot of offenses toward Krishna at the Sri Yagya of Yudhishthira Maharaj, and Lord Krishna killed him after 100 offenses he made. I'm not sure about 101. Yes, in the conversation, I understand from the story that he did also criticize Sahadeva, he criticized Bhima, he criticized other Pandavas, and on top, he also criticized Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna was counting his offenses directly to him, but 100 after 100, Lord Krishna killed him. I understand that story. Yeah? This one, yeah.
It was more in the presentation of our time regarding to women, that the attraction to women or the passion to women. I guess from women's is the opposite gender. the idea is how to get them to see the opposite gender as a object of gratification, because that is the problem about the attachment. It seems just an object, women as an object, not as a person. So for that reason, we tend to use the role of gratification sense for women to males. So how to overcome that tendency to see as an object of gratification?
So the question is how to overcome the tendency to see opposite gender as an enjoyment object? Yeah, how to overcome that? Yeah, as Kapila Dev said, I created this. This is, I mean, my Maya. This is representative of, yeah.
Because it's not this person
that is my exactly. I mean, it's not a Lord Kapila or anybody who makes that statement as a woman or man. It's not really, of course, women as gender has got a very special attraction that attracts the opposite gender. But if you look at it in our higher than that, male or female, one life male is male, next life becomes female.
Yeah.
So the what is the relevance there? Because the now the it's not relevance. It's just a temporary body that is in the body of a female is attractive. Male is also, and again, other way the female is attractive. So it's temporary. If you look at it, it's not really pinpointing just to a woman as women. No, it is pinpointing to the attraction that is there between both gender. So how to overcome? Again, there's multiple things. Yes, the holy name is there, the association of devotees are there, Krishna Katha is there, and you know, all the spiritual practices. This is what's going to give us some sort of understanding and knowledge and assurance that, hang on, this attraction I have for that particular is for because my senses are pushing, my mind pushing, and so on and so forth. It's all related to the body. If you want to really understand the spiritual, and on the level of spiritualism, that I am not a body, and that I am not meant to indulge in these things, then that is through the cultivation of knowledge, worshipping deities, or chanting the holy name, worshipping be serving rice candles, different activities. Of, this is how we, our safety net is these activities. That yes, we have body, we have senses, we come to the youth, we have pushings. Is there in natural? But how we overcome is by these kind of activities. To understand, to the knowledge, to the activity, to the elements.
Considering that the potency of attraction comes from the Lord itself. So every living entity or object has the power of any potency coming from the Lord itself.
Yeah.
So in our way, our perception changes the object, actually the nature of the potency, the object.
Yeah, everything, because yes.
Considering that the body, the energy of the body, or that power comes from the soul itself.
Yeah.
So it's knowledge in that way.
Yes, I mean, as you said, everything is Krishna is giving that energy of Krishna through the everything works under the direction or under the power of the Krishna, and the soul is the person who's giving that energy through the body. When the soul is residing in the body, and all that energy comes and is coming from there. As far as for the its body and the senses, which is the cause of the mind, body and the senses, is the cause of attraction between other objects. And as soon as you take the body as itself, me, then that's where you look at the object as object. As soon as you are you have turned that, okay, I'm not a body, I'm a spiritual one. And then you have completely different understanding.
I was trying to see the importance of understanding this point in order to develop proper interaction among Vaishnavas and among
the Of course, that's totally different subject matter of how to interact with the opposite gender or the opposite other Vaishnavas. It's a different subject altogether. Yes, there are all guidelines and rules and regulations we should be following, dedicated and everything is there. Yes, that's totally different subject matter. We have another class if we can go into that. But yes, there is a guideline, yes, to understand what, how to deal with other gentlemen, other nationalities and those ones. Yeah. Okay, any other? Yeah. Krathasimadhagavatam ki jai Shri Prabhupada 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 ki jai Shri Pr